And I think I agree in principle with Gerard that I think of my job is to make certain that the riders are as healthy and uninjured as they can possibly be, and then that's the end of my job, and then performance really goes then to the coaches and to the physiologists. And so I agree with that, but I think that if we have a sports doctor who's also very good with sports physiology, and he's ethical and honest, then I don't really see a problem with that doctor extending his involvement into performance. But, you know, in the past, of course, the problem was the doctor being honest and ethical. But you can't tell your doctor that okay, if your rider, you know, wins the Tour de France, the doctor gets a bonus of 50,000 euros. That's not acceptable. But I don't have a strong objection to a medical doctor being involved in performance as long as he's honest and isn't motivated trying to make extra money by doing things that are unethical. It certainly never worked like that, but I think it's possible that there was a connection. And certainly when doctors like Ferrari were taking a percentage of the rider's salary to be their doctor and trainer, then there's a connection there between the rider's performance. The better the rider does, the more he gets paid. And then the higher percentage would be for Dr. Ferrari, for example.